Schwing.
Gray's weapon sliced cleanly through the other Anipsian's neck in one deft motion. The feed focused on the head's movement as it began to fall, slowing down to provide an up-close and personal view. It was clear that the space slug had reacted quickly enough to disengage from the brainstem and avoid instant death. Both macabre and informative. "Now we know how it survived," I said, pushing back from the desk, "which is great and all, but I'm ready to get my friend back. It's already been an hour, and we don't have time to waste." Aaron, the director of the Keepers, watched me from across the desk. We were still in his office, which was ruthlessly organized for someone who ran a secret society and created super AIs. No pads or works in progress scattered around, no plethora of holoscreens scrolling data, and not a single speck of dust in sight. Impressive, since most scientist types were surrounded by clutter. He held up a hand in a stopping motion.
"Hold on a second, Riker. While I appreciate your tenacity and go-get-'em attitude, you're not ready. Frankly, I expected you to be more surprised."
I suppose that his reaction to my hastiness was to be expected. Sunny, the mouthy robot who took us through the Hellmouth and almost got us killed, had confirmed that the gray-haired man sitting across from me was his father, creator if you wanted to be technical, and Aaron had just informed me that Gray wasn't your everyday Anipsian. He belonged to an elite organization that kept the universe in balance, or something along those lines, an agent of chaos. It sounded like fiction on the surface. Anipsians were a peaceful race who only fought to defend themselves, making it unbelievable that one of their own could be a super soldier that helped keep the universe in balance. If not for the few times I'd witnessed my wayward friend in assault mode, I'd have laughed in Aaron's face. "You seem to be under the impression that your news, which is interesting, don't get me wrong, is a factor in whether I go or not." I leaned forward and tapped my index finger on the desk impatiently. "Truth is, it isn't. Gray's part of my crew. That means I'd go after him whether he was a chaos agent or just another petty thief." Apparently finding that humorous, Aaron laughed.
"That's good. Perfect, actually. I contacted the agents when I became aware of Gray's current predicament. The use of chaos in their name is a misnomer, by the way. While their stance is to fight chaos with chaos, they are meticulous planners, and the organization is wrapped in so much red tape that agents refer to HQ as the DMV, due to how lengthy the decision process is. My request was logged and sent up the chain. It could be hours or days before they get back to me."
I almost asked how he knew how the Department of Motorized Vessels always had a long wait, then decided not to send him on another tangent. "Gray doesn't have that kind of time," I said pointedly, then frowned. "I guess it is odd that there's no one available to help if he's as important as you claim."
"Bureaucracy."
The simple answer made all too much sense. Back home, the Alliance and each of its factions had the same problems.
"You're highly motivated," continued Aaron. "If anyone can get Gray back before it's too late, it's the Star Treader's crew."
"Exactly." I ignored the urge to stand up and looked the other man in the eye. Every second he's with them is another chance they could crack the code to his missing memories. So why are you stalling me? Aaron folded his hands together on the desktop.
"You're not at 100%. And neither is your ship. On top of that, I have more information to share. While Gray's memory may be fragmented, it's still possible for the controllers to unlock the secrets in his head. Keepers have some rules that even I, as the director, cannot break. Since you're not an agent of chaos, the usual laws and restrictions don't apply. You can essentially act as a rogue operative. A renegade, if you'll pardon the reference," he added, with the barest hint of a smile, before going serious again.